I was struck by lightning on March 18, 1981. If I could talk, I might even recommend getting hit by lightning, but I'm not sure that my experience is typical. I'd love to meet other lightning strike survivors, but I can't tell my dad that, because I can't communicate with him. Still, every Wednesday night, I played chess at the Cheney Branch Library. I had since I was 6. I was 15. My ELO rating was 2100. In football terms, I would be a sure first stringer on the varsity, maybe even make all state. But it wasn't football. It was chess. And my dad didn't speak chess. On my day, I always considered it my day. It was the day I was chosen for this journey. It was cloudy, but nice enough to ride my bike to chess time at Cheney. Honestly, the mile and a half bike ride each way was the most exercise I got outside of gym class, which I hated. The library was almost all glass in front, facing Grand River Avenue, and I remember the sky morphing from gray to purple. I remember it because I was playing white, and the change in the sky changed the hue of the plastic public library chess pieces. The instructor was Mr. Zabard, an officious but interesting man of some undisclosed Eastern European descent. Penny demanded and got a first-floor apartment. She didn't worry about her vertigo. She fed the squirrels. She heard the thumps. The first thump was Donna, her friend in the apartment directly above, who had told her it was the loveliest assisted living facility around. Penny called the office. I think Donna fell. Donna indeed had fallen. She wouldn't live above Penny again. Frederick moved in next. They played rummy. Until one night, above her, she heard a thump. She called. No more cards with Frederick. Penny lived a good life and was grateful her thump wouldn't upset anyone below. Today, the tray on my chair was resting against the windowsill. The taps of my pinky made the tray quiver against it. It made a slight squeaking noise. My dad said, I'm going to mow the lawn before it rains. We were invited to Point of Barks Lighthouse this weekend, and we're going to stay up in the thumb. If I don't mow it now, it'll be 4 feet tall by the time we get back. I began to ask, why a lighthouse? I couldn't climb, obviously, or swim. The tray scratched the windowsill. It squeaked again, and this time, a small discoloration was left on the paint from the gray plastic tray. Son, are you doing that on purpose? I blinked and tapped, yes. My father bent awkwardly around the nightstand so that he was face to face with me. Holy crapola, he shouted. Do it again. I tapped as fast as I could, maybe enough to type 7 words per minute. Then my father said the funniest thing I ever heard him say. Holy Lord above, you're going to walk again. The laugh tremor rolled all over me. I drooled. But my father was shaking with excitement. Sammy, I'm going to go mow this lawn right quick before them clouds open up. Then I'm going to call that Jackie. She said she knows someone that can help with this. It'll cost a fortune probably, but we'll manage. My dad smiled like the Lions had made the playoffs. In the reflection, it looked like he was strutting. I heard the back door open and close. The shed open and close, and the lawnmower start up.